now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. Love spending this hour with you. If you're at home, grab a coffee. Take this hour to learn some great tips and have a little fun and join in. If you're in the car, hope this fills your hour if you're waiting for the kids from sports or just whatever you're doing this Saturday. We're going to give lots of tips for February 14th, which is coming up next week. And no matter what anybody says, they do want something. They want to be noticed and know that they matter. We're going to have on Honor from Tonic Jewelry talking about some great local products you can buy. Jane Travis from Petals Plus with some floral ideas and maybe the bright day to deliver those. Anita from Willowstream Spa about spa things you can either buy for at Willowstream or do at home. But off the top of the show, Tina O'Connor, who is Be That Mom, Be That Girl, author, speaker, publisher, feng shui expert, is joining us talking about Valentine's Day for the whole family. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you so much, Patty.
It's great to talk to you. Now, I know you're also a feng shui expert, so I've got your page open here, and you have some tips off the top here maybe you could give us about the year of the ram or sheep, about some things we can do maybe to declutter, just kind of get off on the right start for the start of the new Chinese New Year.
Yeah, and oh, it's such a great time to declutter, and when you get rid of the old, you really do bring in new, amazing energy.
And we're not, you know, February 14th, we're not talking about your husband or wife getting rid of them. We're talking about decluttering your house, right?
Well, you never, I mean, do what you got to do, right, to cleanse your life. But when you clean out your space and the area that you're living in and your office, you're really sending a signal to your brain that things are calming down, there's refreshment, new. So you want to sort of take a look at your home and see what you've got that you haven't used for a long time and get rid of it. See where those clutter piles are and deal with them. Set a timer, take 20 minutes, and just start dealing with little areas in your home that have been bugging you. And if you do that very consistently, weekly or daily, soon your home is going to feel very, very refreshed. And when you're living in a cluttered space, it makes your mind feel very, very cluttered. And we subconsciously clutter areas in our home that reflect how we feel about our relationships or our wealth. And we don't know that we're doing it other than at a subconscious level. But, you know, there's your wealth area in your home, which is, if you're looking at your, standing at your front door, it's your far back left corner of your home. Take a look there and notice what you're doing and what you have in that space. Everything in your life is just a reflection of how you are feeling about yourself and your surroundings. So if you're cluttering your life, something's cluttered inside your mind too, and vice versa. So cleaning out that space and any space in your home is so important just to start bringing in new, fresh things. Everything starts stagnating.
Oh, that's true. And I see some of the other ones. We'll just go quickly over, which is some plants and opening windows and dining with your family. All things that really kind of you declutter and open up your world to something new. Spring is coming.
It sure is. And I love the idea of just opening up the windows. And I mean, you guys are a lot luckier in Victoria. You have more mild weather. In Calgary, it's been very cold. But even if you open your windows for 20 minutes, it's amazing what that fresh air will do just to revitalize the space and get that energy flow moving. And
absolutely. And especially when you've had that heat on all the time. And you just sort of feel trapped. It's good to even get out there, go for a walk and kind of, you know, get a new mindset maybe.
Absolutely. Just being outdoors is so very good for the mind and for the body, of course. And if you're dressed for the weather, you know, it's, I don't know if it rains that much in Victoria, but no matter what, you can be outside if you're dressed
absolutely,
for it.
Absolutely. Now, Valentine's Day, I know a lot of your books you've written on, you know, finding your sexy, you know, you're not saying everything's to do with your kids, but I know when our kids were younger, you know, we'd do some stuff together. And there's ways of incorporating that into your Valentine's. What are some of your practices, Tina?
Well, when you're looking at Valentine's Day, I mean, it's awesome to do stuff as a couple. And I think that we put a lot of value on like that couple time when it comes to Valentine's. It's all about love. And that's great. But I think it's great to incorporate everyone in the family. And you know, cooking dinner can be a major chore for most people, and whether it's the mom or the dad or whoever taking care of making dinner, it's typically a chore. And so one thing we really like to do is turn dinner into something that's fun when it comes to Valentine's Day. So we get everyone involved with planning a 3 or a 5-course meal and making a menu and making a nice sign, you know, O'Connor's Valentine dinner. And everyone, no matter what age, can be involved in prepping the meal, setting the table, you know, decorating your house for Valentine's Day. And again, age-appropriate things is so important when you've got younger kids. They can be washing vegetables. Other ones can be cutting. And if everyone's in the kitchen together and you've got some music going and you're making it fun, suddenly dinner's not a chore anymore. It's a way of hanging out together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've talked before on the show about celebrating occasion. You know, the Super Bowl last week, well, we had all the decorations. It was a bit of a blowout. But, hey, it was still an occasion. Valentine's Day, the same thing. You know, if you have red candles or cut out some red hearts, no matter what your age, or do a craft, even if your kids are older or it's just you. You know, paint something, get ready for the next season. It's just fun to have a theme sometimes and go with it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's lots of times you might have something laying around the house, a project that you've been wanting to get around to doing. Great time to pull that out. Maybe it's a puzzle or, you know, a car project that you've been working on. Again, you can get everyone involved and do it or just do it on your own. But great time to just sort of add time or make time. And it's great that it falls on a weekend this year, which is fabulous for everyone.
Oh, it totally is. And what do you think, though, too, about sort of forcing things? I mean, that's sort of a natural thing because you need to eat. Do you think sometimes people force that we're going to have family time and have fun, even if it goes against stuff they want to do necessarily?
Well, I think especially if you've got older kids, they maybe have other things on their agendas.
Right.
So I think it's important to find that balance. You know, if they've got plans that they want to do with their friends on a Saturday night, then maybe you've got to incorporate something in the daytime so that you can still be spending that time as a family. I think no matter what, making it a priority that you spend time together and quality time where there's not electronics on or TV or a movie, where you're actually spending time talking, interacting, and learning about each other and just being together, you know, getting outdoors for a walk. I think it's important to force the situation a little bit.
And that doesn't have to be an 8-hour walk. You know, you can go for a 15-minute walk with the dogs to the park, something that just is a symbolic that you're doing something together.
Absolutely. And turning it into something fun that your kids will enjoy. If you know they like going for bike rides, then make it a bike ride. If they like sledding, take them out sledding. With older kids, you know, I mean, you've got to do something that works for your family and make it fun. And like you said, 15 minutes could be all you need.
Right.
Maybe it's bowling. I think bowling is such a fantastic activity.
It's so funny. I was just talking to TJ about that because I went bowling. I used to always take my niece and nephew and my kids bowling and, you know, for lunch. Like I call them little dates. And we don't have our local bowling alley, so it's a little bit farther. But we went yesterday, me and my son, and just had a riot, you know, putting on the bowling shoes. And it doesn't really matter who wins, but it's just fun. And everybody there was little kids, there's grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was having fun watching each other.
Yeah, and it really is a sport that anyone can do at any age. You know, little two-year-olds can do it. People who are 110 can do it. You know, you can put the bumpers up, bumpers down. At night, sometimes they have, you know, the neon lights going and the music. But what it does is get you out of the house doing something a little bit different. It's a bit of physical activity. And again, it's not about who wins.
Totally. And believe me, when your kids get older too, guys, you know, instead of doing the big talk, you can, you know, mention stuff that you wouldn't get away with normally if you're in the car or you're doing something like that. But it was a funny story there, Tina. Beside us were two guys. One had their little guy who was probably about 7 months old. Probably said they were going to the park and they were really good bowlers. They had him in his little play seat and then they got him up and they put this thing that you can actually put the ball right down the middle of the... So he had a strike.
Right,
he was seven months old.
So.
But it was so funny. It was like they made it work.
Yeah.
You know, taking, you know, the day they were having the little guy out. So it was pretty cute.
And you know what? There's other things you can do even at home with just a deck of cards. You know, play Go Fish or play poker as a family. Like whatever card games you know or if you've got some board games. I think it's something we're not doing so much of anymore now that there's so much electronic time.
That's very true. And don't be surprised, though, also, right, when most things turn out into a fight at one point or another, when you have a family, that's just the way it is. But well, when you get over it, it's fine, right?
People are competitive. Yeah. I mean, we always play games at Christmas time and Valentine's stuff, and it usually ends up that someone's getting upset because they really want to win. But hey, that's just part of the game.
And that's part of life, right? You get over these things, and your family's where you test all your moods, right?
Absolutely. If you can't do it there, where can you do it?
Okay, we come back. More tips from Tina.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. Isn't it a shame when your vacuum loses suction? Not to worry, it simply won't happen with the new Dyson Kinetic. Its cyclone technology means no bags to buy, no filters to clean, and no loss of suction. It's so impressive that our first shipment got sucked up in no time. So hurry in for the Dyson Kinetic at All Victoria Vacuums, Vancouver Island's exclusive Dyson repair shop at Hillside and Cedar Hill for 37 years.
Look around you. For every two people you see, one will need blood or know someone who has. Because it can take up to 8 blood donors every week to help just one person with leukemia, and up to 50 blood donors to help someone who's been in a car crash. Please donate blood. Do it for the many who urgently need it. Do it because you care. Do it today. Call 1-888-2-DONATE now to book an appointment. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Blood donors needed today. Save a life. Call 1-888-2-DONATE now.
It's that time of year again. The Subaru fleet return sale is on now at Saunders Subaru. Save thousands and receive mileage discounts on 2015 Subaru Foresters and 2014 Outbacks. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on near-new, all-weather capable, great-handling Subarus with low kilometers and a factory warranty. There's less than 20 left, and they won't last long, so hurry in for the best selection. Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee always on.
So, retirement living, why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well-established with dedicated staff and excellent outdoor activities. Walking group, gardening on two rooftop gardens, weekly shopping trips, lunch and dinners to restaurants, excursions to theater and Butch Art Gardens.
The Wellesley, independent living at its best. Now offering assisted living with studio 1 and 2 bedroom suites. Ask about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Today we're talking about Valentine's Day, romance, how to get the kids involved with the Valentine's Day if you got younger ones. Tina O'Connor's with us. She's Be That Mum. She's also an author, speaker, a publisher. Tina, people want to know more about you. How do they find out?
Well, they can check me out on Twitter at Tina Is That Girl. I'm on Facebook as Tina O'Connor, and at my website, either TinaO'Connor.com or my publishing site, which is BeThatBooks.com.
Now, Tina, I know you have lots going on in your life, and you write great books on helping people get through day-to-day, but not get through, but really enjoy and flourish. Speaking of Valentine's Day and romance, you have younger kids. I mean, I think sometimes Valentine's Day is very forced. You go to these restaurants and it can look painful sometimes because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on people to make it something maybe it isn't for them. How do you find, or what would be your advice to people to find that romance in their life to make sure that not everything's going to their kids, that they save something for themselves and for each other?
Well, I think Valentine's Day, it's a great excuse for people to do something together. But again, I love what you're saying. It does seem forced and pressured. And I think no matter what you're doing, making time for each other, whether it's Valentine's Day or any other day as a couple, is extremely important. You were there before your kids came along. So I always make sure to tell people, keep the love going by making that time. Men generally will feel very left out of a relationship if everything's going to the kids, way more so than a woman will, because she has that ability to just put everything to her kids and not worry about it. And so really important is making sure you put that focus and that time in. And no matter what you do, you don't have to go out for dinner. Once the kids are in bed, you can plan a bed picnic, I like to call them. Just bring some little snacks into the bed and sit and have a chat together. No TV, no electronics. And you can just chat and be in your comfy, cozy, passionate space together and see where it leads. Maybe you run a bath and have a bath together or give each other a massage. I mean, you don't have to go out. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Us women love getting gifts, but we love to be surprised. And for me, Valentine's Day, it's like an expectation. And it's almost if you don't get something or they don't do something for you, you feel disappointed. But personally, I would rather be surprised. And so maybe if my partner does something on a day that's not Valentine's Day, I think I might actually appreciate it more than if it's happening on Valentine's Day, because they had to really think about that. Whereas Valentine's Day, it's like everyone's talking about it. Everyone's doing it. It puts it in their head already. How about the other days of the year, you know? How about a load of laundry or do the dishes for me so that we have some extra time to spend doing other things?
You know, and I think Petals Plus is coming on later. They're going to talk about some great ideas to maybe do things that are a little bit more of a surprise on the day of. But, you know, I think men, you know, can get confused because women, we sometimes send out mixed signals. And I think it's good to be kind of clear that, you know, I like birthday stuff. I like a fuss. And I tell people, and my friends that never made a fuss and were upset because they didn't get anything, I say, make sure you tell them what you want. Not a gift idea, but just, you know, if there's any doubt about this, I would like a card, or if the kids get the kids to make me a card. Sometimes you need to kind of ask a little bit to make sure they know. And then the other thing is to also respect your partner and always say thank you, because those are the cornerstones, the building blocks of a relationship, aren't they? Respect.
Well, it's all about communication, and men and women cannot read each other's minds at all. And I think women definitely wish that men could do more so. I think we pick up on emotions and things more easily than men do. At times, I'm generalizing there, but I think we have to make sure, like you said, that we are saying this is what we want and what we like, or we don't really need that, but we want this. That's absolutely, absolutely incredibly important. And then the gratitude, that's what makes them do it more. If you're saying, I loved that you did that, and like, please do more of it, they're going to. So absolutely incredibly important.
Now, people want more tips, too. I see Feng Shui for Love, 10 tips to get you more in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's a bedroom, a bed positioning, all kinds of stuff there in Tina's blog. So you can look up Tina. And where's that site, Tina?
If you check out BeThatBooks.com. On TinaO'Connor.com. And most of the bedroom stuff and the kinky stuff is in my new book, Be That Kinky Girl, which will just help you embrace your sexuality and get more of whatever you want out of your relationships.
Boy, Tina, you do it all.
You bet.
And with flourish. Tina, it's great having you on the show, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Patty. You too. Take care.
Now we're going to switch streams here. We're talking to Anita from Willow Stream Spa. Hello, Tina. How are you?
Hi, Anita. Patty. Yeah, so that's my sister's name. Tina, Anita. We got mixed up all the time as kids.
I bet you did. Tina, Anita. Yeah, it is. How did I know that? Must have been, deja vu. And now how are things going at Willow Stream Spa?
Fantastic. We are gearing up for a really great week of love.
I bet you are. Now, I saw on the site that you are offering, is it free champagne if you order?
We're doing, kind of, because this weekend, Valentine's is on a weekend. We know it's going to be really, really busy. And so we thought we'd kind of put a special offer out there for people that want to celebrate a little bit earlier. If they come in and have side-by-side couples massages from Sunday through Thursday, so tomorrow through Thursday, we'll give them a voucher that they take to the Bengal Lounge, and they can have a nice glass of wine each and an appetizer. So perfect date night.
Totally. And I think a lot of people people, we were just talking with Tina before, a lot of people don't want to do it the day of. Maybe they're married a long time. Maybe they don't like that whole pressure of, you know, booking the restaurant, that maybe it's too busy.
And it's busy.
Very busy.
It's a busy day no matter where you go. So this is a really nice way to still celebrate your love and maybe just do it in a little bit of a quieter setting.
That's great. And the Bengal Lounge is just best venue.
I know. So
romantic
in there.
Absolutely. And now you have some special kind of massages. Now, later on the show, you're going to come back and tell us about stuff that you can do at home. What are some of the new, I see the hip honeymooner. Tell us some of the
hip
special
honeymoon
massages.
Is really fun. Probably one of our more popular ones, just because it's a little bit different as a ritual for two. And that's a two-hour couples experience. So we have we call it our royal suite, our couples room. And you start the first part of that treatment. The therapist will come in and they'll show you a variety of products. There's like muds and different types of masks and things that you put on each other. And then we have a beautiful soaker tub and then you enjoy a bath together. So the therapist leaves the room while you have some fun with them. With the masks and the bath, and then they come back in after a little while, and then you finish off with a really nice aromatherapy massage side by side. So that's a really fun
one. I'm so immature. Oh my God, you think I was 10. Okay, and then a ritual of two. What's that one?
That's the ritual of two. So that's the one that I just told
okay.
you about. The hip honeymooners is another fun one, and we like to say it's a great way to give and receive roses all year round. So we make the room beautiful with rose petals everywhere. We do a dry brush exfoliation, which we've talked about a lot, how amazing that is for detoxification and circulation, and also just for having beautifully soft skin.
And something a little different, right?
And something different. So that's for both. Both people will get the nice dry brush exfoliation, and then we do a great massage with the rosehip oil, which, again, powerful antioxidant, great for the skin. And we do that all in our couple suite.
Oh, how nice. And then the side-by-side.
And then the side-by-side couples massage is just a great traditional enjoy your massage, you know, with your loved one beside you in our couples room. It's got a fireplace, overlooks the harbor. It's beautiful.
I've done that before, and it's fantastic. And you come early, and there's
the
pool and the spa.
And the sauna and the pool, and it's just a really great way to unwind together. You know, no cell phones are allowed in the spa. There's no computers, no tablets, anything. Everything gets locked away, and you really just have that great time to spend together talking and relaxing. It's fantastic.
And so maybe this week, book you know, the grandparents, stay at the Empress,
yeah,
go to the Bengal Lounge,
right,
and
now,
have a spa. Like, what a great evening that would be right here in town. What better?
Don't have to go anywhere. We've got all the romance you need right in town.
And can people buy those rose massage oils?
The rosehip oils, yes, they absolutely can. And that's what we'll talk about in the second part of the show, is some really great little products that, you know, if you want to avoid the crowds altogether and do something really special and romantic at home, we have some great products that you can take home with you and some suggestions on how to use them.
Excellent. And if people want to get a hold of you to book anything today, you can start those bookings for the week?
Absolutely. They can call our relaxation team, and that's 995-4650.
Your relaxation team.
They're good at what they
TJ,
do.
TJ, did you write that number down? Good stuff. Okay. Okay, we're going to break for the news, and we're going to come back with Honor from Tonic Jewelry, and we're going to talk to Petals Plus, and then we're going to talk to Anita again about home massages. Back after the news.
Hi, this is Sharon.
And Larry.
We've been longtime Dermaspa clients that have enjoyed a variety of anti-aging skincare services.
No matter which procedure, we come away feeling replenished.
We recently had hydrofacials and noticed immediate improvements.
Thank you,
Dermaspa.
Give a gift that's all about her this Valentine's Day, a Dermaspa gift card. For all you men who don't know what to get that special someone, a Dermaspa gift card is the perfect gift. Visit Dermaspa's physician-led team by Dr. Harlow Hollis at 1830 Oak Bay Avenue or at dermaspa.ca.
Something's covered for us
tonight.
There was a time if you told me werewolves existed, I would have laughed.
The space original series Bitten returns for an all-new season.
What is that?
It's like they don't feel pain.
The animal inside her has been set free.
You want to see the wolf? Here I am!
Now, her vengeance...
I am going to rip the life out of you.
...knows no bounds. Bitten returns tonight at 10 on Space. Watch season one on Crave TV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. BC's police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, has been notified after a crash on Highway 1 near Mill Bay last night. An unmarked West Shore RCMP SUV collided with a pickup near the intersection with Frayne Road. That's just south of Mill Bay. A 46-year-old man and a 6-year-old boy in that pickup and the Mountie were all treated for minor injuries, but the IIO hasn't yet said if it will investigate. The lawyer who represented the first Canadian to challenge the country's laws against assisted dying says Sue Rodriguez of Saanich was determined to end her life with dignity. Chris Considine says Rodriguez, who was diagnosed with ALS in 1991, would be thrilled the euthanasia debate she spearheaded has come to a landmark unanimous ruling from the Supreme Court of Canada to strike down the ban on doctor-assisted death. Rodriguez lost her own court battle in a 5-4 decision and chose to take her own life with the help of an anonymous doctor in February of 1994. Kitimat and Terrace in northern BC are buried in nearly 2 meters of snow after the region's worst blizzard of the decade. More than 117 centimeters has fallen on Kitimat in the last 24 hours. Terrace got more than 94 centimeters, all caused by the Pineapple Express weather system, which is still pummeling our coast. And nearly 3,000 properties also don't have power right now, as BC Hydro works to get those outages fixed. And China has seized thousands of rolls of toilet paper, and reporter Charles de Ledesma tells us why.
An official from the Hong Kong Democratic Party says Chinese authorities have seized about 8,000 rolls of the toilet paper printed with the image of the territory's pro-Beijing chief executive Lung Chun-ying. The official explained the police seized the rolls from a factory where a friend of the Democratic Party placed the order to obscure the party as the true buyer.
The rolls were to be sold during Chinese New Year celebrations later this month. CFAX weather is coming up next.
Here's a message you wouldn't expect from a burial park. Eat healthy, exercise daily, and manage your stress. This is Royal Oak Burial Park, the only not-for-profit burial and cremation park in our region. You see, as a not-for-profit, we can afford to share ideas that help you live a longer, healthier life. We're here if you need us, but we're in no hurry to have you here. Royal Oak Burial Park, a beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
CFAX weather, rain today, a high of 11 degrees. The rain should taper off around midnight, a low of 7, but then come back tomorrow afternoon, a high of 10 tomorrow. It also stays wet for Monday. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 13 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
At CFAX 1070, your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. With Club 1070, you'll receive exclusive offers and win prizes. What's your favorite show? Who should we interview? And what should we be talking about more? It's your opportunity to have your say. Plus, when you receive our invitation to participate, we make sure you have the chance to be rewarded. So be heard. With Club 1070. Not a member? It's easy. Click on Club 1070 at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, today we're talking about Valentine's Day and gifts and ideas for next Saturday. If you're on your own or with a partner, make sure you get something for yourself anyways. You know, it's time of year. Indulge in some good food. Get yourself a nice piece of jewelry. Whatever it is you want. It's a special day for you. So make it special whether you're with someone or not. Joining us this segment is Honor from Tonic Jewelry. This is local products. They're beautiful artisan pieces. They have in-house design. Just great pieces. If you haven't dropped by Market Square, make sure you go see Honor because they have got some great things. And if you're looking for a graduation, wedding, really unique pieces that are local. How are you, Honor?
Hello. I'm great. Thanks, Patty.
Nice to talk to you back from your Mexican trip, you lucky thing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, although it's pretty nice today. So
it is very nice. And, you know, I saw Honor because my daughter was talking about a ring she wanted. I'd heard so much from my friend Debbie about your shop. And I think I inspired you to go to Mexico because I had a bit of a tan.
You did. You really did. I saw that tan and said, oh, my God, I got to get me some.
And is there anything better than taking a little vacation from day to day?
Yeah, it was great. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm ready to go get at it again.
But what you do there at your shop, you're at Market Square, and you have some beautiful pieces. And you can get a nice ring for What is the gold one or the silver one? 32?
Yeah, so infinity? Depending, I mean, I have a really wide range of prices, so you can go from even $20 for a silver band handmade by me up to about $1,500 right now.
But yeah. There's such a range, right? And
yeah.
I just thought they were so pretty, and if you know, I know a lot of the kids, well, you know, kids, my daughter, 23,
yeah,
are collecting several rings on their finger again, like more rings than
that's
one.
That's right,
at a time.
The stacking bands, right.
Stacking
so
bands.
That's been really popular this year. So I've done all kinds of those in silver, in gold, and in copper, and basically people just mix and match them. And they wear them in all different positions on the finger, too, like over the knuckle and all over. So it's been a good little run with those.
And you can change those too, right? So if someone's there, you can, you know, make them sort of appropriate size for people?
Yeah, because I am a silversmith, I can tend to it if I can make it larger or smaller or hammer it, do a different finish, that type of thing.
So it's Valentine's Day next week, and maybe it's for yourself. You just want to buy something to, you know, honor yourself.
Yeah.
Or if someone's looking for you, I guess that's a good place to start, right? Maybe you've just started dating someone. You've been going out not too long. The infinity ring, the price point.
Yeah.
Give us some other ideas for Valentine's Day that would work for people.
Well, a safe bet is always Elise Carolyn. So she's my right-hand lady. She's my second goldsmith in-house. She helps me. And she has her own line of jewelry, Elise Carolyn. And the thing about her stuff is that it's such a safe bet because it's chunky, clean, functional. So it's the type of thing that you can dress up or down and can be elegant or casual, so it kind of hits the mark all the time. You can't go wrong with that one.
So that's a good one for people to come in. And those bigger rings are coming in too, the bigger silver rings and,
and
gold.
So do a wide range of rings. I have a funny display that I built using fishing weights, and there I showcase all kinds of rings that you can try on, and people are taken by the display. They can't figure it out because the weight's moving up and they can't walk away with the ring, but they can try it. And anyways, that's a good time over there. But I have a lot of the larger, chunky rings over there as well in that section of the shop.
And if you're looking for the guy,
yeah,
you have some really neat belt buckles. And that's not something you see every day. Tell us about that collection.
Yeah, so that's Naomi from Flight Path. And she's based in Vancouver. I used to do a lot of trade shows and met her during that period of time. And she does, it's all leather. And she has her own special process. It's like a tattoo process where she prints onto the leather, and her graphics are incredible. I love her taste. You know, she's got some amazing images, and the guys are always drawn to that section right away.
Yeah, belt buckles are big.
Yeah, for
people
sure.
People love them. And these aren't tacky ones. Like, sometimes you can get some pretty gnarly ones that...
That's it. And then also, you know, she makes the belts as well. So once you have one belt that snaps open for a buckle, then you can just...
Your collection.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like, you know, for the guy, you can, that's something you add every year. It's sort of a neat go-to gift, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and there's also the cufflinks with using the antique wax seals that we have.
I love those.
Yeah, I remember you were looking at those.
Yeah. And and you have those seals. We'll talk maybe closer to graduation.
Okay,
for any occasion, you have those seals that can represent anything, right?
Yeah.
And this time of year, the love one, what were some of the ones for love then for Valentine's Day?
Oh, gosh. You know, I was talking to Adrena, who makes those, and I made sure that she stocked me up really well, and I have so many love-themed ones. So, like, crowned hearts, which is loyalty and love, love triumphs, which is supposed to be someone who loves with their whole being and soul.
Oh. No, women would love that.
Yeah,
DJ.
There's a really good range. And also even, you know, mother's love. And So I just got those in a couple of days ago, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
And what's the price range in those?
So those are basically, including a chain, they range from $59 to about... Most of them are about $79, up to about $109.
But those are really good prices. I mean, not like it's going to break the bank, and they're so meaningful.
They are, and they come. She's got really great packaging. They come with a little card that tells the whole story about that stamp and what it means. She has thousands of these antique seals that she's been collecting.
Wow.
So,
and then you have other necklaces too, right? And different things that you have in-house all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm always making stuff. So it's ongoing. And then I have, you know, a bunch of other artists as well. But I do make a big chunk of what's in there. And I also focus on wedding bands. So Mokume's been my biggest wedding band sort of theme that I do, which is Mokume Gane, and it's a mixing of the metals. So it's been really popular for wedding bands because it's like a marriage of the metals.
Oh,
you
cool.
bond two separate metals together, and it's a Japanese swordsmithing technique that I've been trying to focus in on.
Wow, and I guess that I never even thought February 14th. Of course, a lot of people are going to be popping the question or thinking
engagement.
About marriage. Wow,
exactly.
That's really neat. Now, people want to know more about you, how to find you, Tina, or I've been calling by the wrong name all day. You're all Tina. Honor. How do they do that?
They can go to, we're listed under the Market Square directory, as well as we have our own website, tonicjewelry.com. And our email address, info@tonicjewelry.ca.
And if anybody wants to know more about me or my guests or the show, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Now, we've given you lots of hints, lots of ideas so far on the show, and there's more to come. So remember, there's no excuse. We've given you the word.
There we go.
Nice talking to you, Honor, and we'll talk to you again closer to wedding time and graduation.
Great. Thanks so much,
Take
Patty.
Care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Jane Travis from Petals Plus Florist.
All season, CFAX 1070 is giving away trips to see the Canucks play live with the Lucky Canuck. Here's how.
Listen for the CFAX Lucky Canuck during each game. Then go to CFAX1070.com and enter that player's name. You could win tickets to an upcoming game, accommodations at the Rosedale on Robson, and fly round trip with Harbor Air Seaplanes. Plus, you have a chance to win a $50 gift card instantly from Glenwood Meats.
Win with the Lucky Canuck from Glenwood Meats, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The Fairmont Empress is welcoming their chocolate dessert buffet just in time for Valentine's Day. Get ready for your senses to be delighted with their amazing offerings of chocolate. If you'd like to enjoy dinner before dessert, try the amazing curry buffet. And Church and State Wines are inviting you to an elegant dinner which includes the full evening's menu and a complimentary glass of wine. On February 14th, let Chef Desiree Perrin do the cooking for you. And Be a Tourist in Your Hometown, presented by Attractions Victoria, is back Thursday, February 26th. Be a Tourist gives you the opportunity to all the sights and activities at a fraction of the cost. That has been your community cruiser brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
The sound you're hearing right now is a bass guitar, but not really, because I didn't want to spend money on a bass guitar, so this is just an imitation of a bass guitar, and I'm sure you'll agree that it's always nice to get the real thing, just like when you take your Ford for a service out of Ford Garage. They use only Ford and Motorcraft parts in your Ford, so you don't get stuck with an imitation that may not get the job done like the original does. So when it comes to your Ford, you should beware of parts unknown.
Hi, I'm Al Farabee. It's never too late to help Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need, through CFAX Santas Anonymous. You can make that donation anytime by going to the Santas Anonymous website at CFAXSantas.com. It's easy, it's secure. And while you're there, find out more about how CFAX Santas Anonymous helps local children all year long.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santas Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
From cats and dogs to the people who love them, Petline with Jennifer Shaw. Sundays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle every Saturday on CFAX from 1 till 2. We are joined now by Jane Travis from Petals Plus Florist. We're trying to give you lots of ideas and hints and for Valentine's Day, because if you haven't thought of anything, you know, flowers just aren't like the ones from years ago. There are so many options, and here to talk about it is Jane Travis. How are you, Jane?
I'm doing well, Patty. How are you?
Excellent. Now, you know, Petals Plus is wonderful because You know, you can find anything there from any price point. And I think people think, oh, the florist, that's so much money. But you can go in, whether it's a single rose and have it so nicely wrapped and decorated with a card or a huge bouquet. So you had some ideas. And I love the one I just saw the other day, which is the date night bouquet, which is a real nice twist. Tell us about that.
The date night is fun. It's a little arrangement, includes three red roses or a rose color of your choice. And it's done up in a plastic reusable popcorn container. And attached to that is a gift card for $25 to Cineplex. So why not send it out to someone on a Friday night and encourage them to have a date night with you?
I love it. And you were saying that about Friday delivery. You know, my friend Joy has been a florist for a long time, and I know it's a crazy day for florists, period. But also, you never know what time it's going to arrive. Friday at the office. Tell us why that makes so much sense.
One, you're guaranteed it's going to get there.
Yeah.
It's going to surprise them when the delivery person walks in there with a bouquet or a beautiful arrangement for someone special in your life. And it makes you show that you're thinking ahead. And it just makes you feel that little bit more special.
Well, you do feel special. You know, I feel like I have this movie running in my head all the time. You know, there's a wind machine and there's
right.
a soundtrack, you know, it's a Jennifer Aniston movie. And don't we all kind of want that feeling once in a while where, oh, yes, those are for me. It's like not walking past you, those flowers that they're coming to your desk.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something big. It can be from a single rose or a single Gerber daisy to, you know, a 24 dozen bouquet of wrapped flowers or in a vase.
And, it's or it can be a plant too, right, Jane? I mean, it doesn't have to be the same thing as you've always gotten. You can really come into the store and buy different things now.
Oh, yeah. We've got amazing plants, succulents, orchids, beautiful spring-potted containers for inside and outside. And so there's a little something for everybody.
I love some of these names. Be Mine, Be My Valentine, Blushing Love. There's one called First Step. And I like that because sometimes you haven't known them long enough that you want to make too much of a statement. So it's a simple. Tell us about that arrangement.
The first step is just a single rose in a fishbowl clear vase container with a few rocks in the bottom and some lily grass. And it's just simple. It's nice. It doesn't take up a lot of space if you wanted to send it to someone who works at a desk. So it's just that perfect little, I'm interested in you. Will you think about me?
But I'm not that interested yet.
Yeah.
You're not getting 12 yet.
That's right.
I'm not committing that much. Also, you have baskets, and I think those are a nice idea because sometimes people are practical, and in that you could probably put stuff for a picnic or special night together.
Oh, absolutely. We can do anything from wine to non-alcoholic, including cheeses, chocolates. We feature Rogers chocolates in our shop, so it's nice to be local. And we can make up some beautiful baskets that you can either pick up or we can deliver. And again, Saturday, if it turns out to be a beautiful day, if we can get rid of this rain, take her down to the beach or take him down to the beach.
Or take yourself down to the beach.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So tell us, have you had any really unusual requests from people for flowers?
Not yet. But it was nice that we've had two orders so far. They've actually gone out today.
Wow.
From ladies to men already.
Ooh.
Sort of tasting the waters out there saying, will you be my Valentine?
Aww.
So, I think more women are starting to send out the Valentines as well. So it's not just on the men. You know, the men like to receive things too.
Absolutely. I think that's why that date night one's kind of nice because it's, you know, kind of fun and, you know, you get the message across and also a movie. So it's it sort of serves two purposes.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. So if people want to get a hold of you, Jane, how do they do that?
Oh, they can give us a phone call at 250-721-1992, or you can please go onto our website at www.petalsplus.com and place an order online, or just take a look there and give us a call and be happy to help you and send out that special Valentine.
Now, Jane, you know, people sometimes send them out to their families or whatever if they're different places. When would you have to get local, or if it was somewhere else in Canada, how much time do you have to put that through to ensure it gets there by the 14th?
The sooner people order, the better. We have a special on right now that if you actually order by the end of the day, mm-hmm. You will save 10% on your order.
Well, that's a good savings.
Yeah, but plan ahead, because if you know that your partner really loves orange roses and you walk in here on Saturday morning and you want orange roses, there's a good chance that they might be sold out.
Yeah.
So think ahead, order early. We have deliveries of roses three times during next week. So our product is going to be fresh and of good quality. And get those orders in quickly so we can guarantee that you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely, everybody. Make sure you're listening. When we come back, we're going to talk about spas at home. Thank you so much, Jane.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
When we come back, more with Anita.
Deciding upon an independent seniors home is a big decision. I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge, located in the Cedar Hill area. We are small with 54 suites and owned locally. At Highgate, residents enjoy three meals a day prepared from scratch, 24-hour staffing, weekly housekeeping. At Highgate Lodge, you will receive this and so much more, all for one inclusive price. Call 250-472-0077 for a tour today. Come home to Highgate.
Need a ride downtown?
Call 382-2222.
Gotta get to the ferry?
Call 382-2222. Call Bluebird Cabs today.
It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Bluebird Cabs gift cards are perfect for students, seniors, or anyone on the go. And reloading them is easy. Call Bluebird Cabs, 382-2222.
You never know what the season will throw your way. Is your car ready for it? Make sure it is at Midas. They'll change the oil, rotate your tires, and complete a visual brake check, all for only $49.95. And for just $20 more, they'll even install your mounted winter tires. Midas offers the personal attention of a neighborhood garage with the protection and guarantees of a national chain. An oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for only $49.95. Offer valid on most vehicles. See store for details. Trust the Midas touch.
I am pumped and ready to take on the world.
Whoa, look at you with all that new energy.
And stamina. Thanks to this magic little capsule.
Ignite your body's engine with Ubiquinol QH Active CoQ10, an antioxidant that may help to optimize your health and reduce the signs of aging. Get $2 off when you buy Natural Factors Ubiquinol at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Call 386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Every set of lost keys has a story. The War Ants hears all kinds. We return 14,000 sets of lost keys to Canadians every year.
Thanks for returning our keys valued at $1,000. We were so relieved to get them back. This is the third time we've had lost keys returned by your key tag service. We appreciate it and all the good work you do for amputees.
War Amps key tags. They're free and they work. Order your key tags at waramps.ca and find us on Facebook.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle on CFAX 1070. If you ever want to know more about me or the guests on my show, or you have ideas for us or feedback, love to hear from you. LifestyleWithPattyMack.com. We're joined again from Anita from Willow Stream Spa. We were talking in the first part of the show about ideas from Willow Stream Spa. And of course, I've been there so many times. Hudson's emceed, or we've been there for different occasions. It feels like a home away from home, and it really is a beautiful venue. And lots to do there. But if you're staying home, you can pick up products there to do your own home spa. So, Anita, give us some ideas. I know you have Tara's Love Oil?
Yeah, we have Tara Love Oil. So it's really nice. Not everybody wants to kind of share their Valentine's Day date with other people, you know, whether it be in restaurants or spas or whatnot, mm-hmm. and they want to do something at home. And there's still ways that you can kick your experience at home up a notch by having the right products and nice little special touches that really show that you put a lot of thought into what you're going to do. So one of them is Tara's Love Oil. So if you want to do at-home massages for each other, I think the key, first of all, is creating the right environment. So trying to not do it when their kids are around, when the phones are on, or where you're in a hurry. You want to make sure that, you know, everybody's relaxed, that it's quiet, and it's a nice, relaxing atmosphere. So the Tara's Love Oil is fantastic if you want to do at-home massages. It's an Ayurvedic oil. Has cedarwood, tangerine, ylang ylang, really, really lovely sensual fragrance. So really nice if you want to do side-by-side massages at home, to start with that one. Another one that's a little bit different, and maybe this is a woman doing it for her husband or husband for wife or both for each other, is a little foot soak, foot scrub, and foot massage. We're all busy. We're on our feet a lot, and the feet tend to get neglected.
I think there's nothing better, is there?
A lot of women don't find their husband's feet terribly sexy, so this would be a great way to
yeah, hands up there.
Start off the evening so you know you have some clean feet. So just you can just use what you have at home. You know, just get a nice big bowl and fill it with some beautiful. We've got this great eucalyptus bath product from Kirsten Florian and some mineral salts. So you put that in the bath. It smells amazing. Do a nice soak. You can use the wellness soak to do a little bit of a scrub as well. So it's great for aching muscles, energizing. And again, like the smell is just fantastic. So you do a little soak with a little scrub and then take them out, dry them off with a nice towel. And then we have this great product also from Kirsten Florian called Foo Bomb. It's got menthol, rosemary, pine, lavender, and do a really nice foot massage. It can be quite sensual if it's done right.
Now, speaking of done right, I mean, a lot of people are a little uptight about this stuff, and they think, I don't know how to do a massage. What are some basics, pressure points?
Points, and you can look all these things up online, you know. You can literally pull up all the pressure points in the feet. You can pull that up online, so you can look at the different areas. You can just do pressure point. You can just do nice long strokes, you know, for people that might have really ticklish feet. They might find the pressure points a little bit too much. So you could just do really nice, you know, long strokes, like maybe just even wiggling the toes around, just getting some circulation into that area where you're not generally used to it.
So don't overthink it too much.
Just do what feels natural. I think your partner is just going to be so wowed that you've just given them a foot scrub and a foot soak.
What? Attention?
They're not going to notice that you're not a professional masseuse. They're going to think you're a professional masseuse because you have all the right products.
Well, I guess that's half the battle. And then a scalp massage. Oh, my gosh. Nothing feels better than that. But you don't want to get the really, really oily hair, do you?
Nothing. Well, if you're staying in,
who cares?
Then maybe you could, you know, that's the prerequisite for going and having a nice, we run a nice warm bath for each other or something along those lines, right? But again, making sure that the person's comfortable, making sure that the key with a scalp massage is making sure that the neck is supported so that they're not having to use their neck to keep their head up. So a nice rolled towel or pillows or something like that, making sure they're comfortable. We have a fabulous, fabulous product called Calm Mind. And again, it's from Kirsten Florian. We begin a lot of our treatments actually with it. You put a few drops in your hand, rub the hands together to release the fragrance, and then just get your partner to close their eyes, cup the hands over their nose, and get them to take in, you know, 3 or 4 really slow, deep breaths. And this product, it smells amazing. Mm. It's lavender and peppermint and really, really nice for clearing the mind, relaxing the body. And then you proceed, and if they don't want the oil, so if you are going to go out for dinner or you're going to go out and they don't want the oily hair, you just give your hands a quick wash. And I always like to say, because some people really don't know, like you were saying, how to massage.
Yeah.
And so a really easy one, I think especially for women, so all you men out there, is you just pretend that you're shampooing their hair.
Oh.
You just really got to get your fingers in there, and you just pretend that you're giving a really good hair shampoo. And it's an amazing scalp massage.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so Calm Mind, I mean, it'd be good for any time too, right? And everybody wants that. Those essential oils and that smell is really what kind of relaxes
you. It's fabulous.
I
always say you can put a few drops on a cotton ball. You can put it in your lingerie drawer. You could put it under your pillow just so you have that nice fragrance everywhere you go.
Sounds great. Anita, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Call our relaxation team at 995-4650.
Thank you so much. We've had so many great ideas today from Anita and all our guests. You have no excuse. We'll be talking to you next Saturday, and you better make sure you've done something. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.